Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel. The gospel lesson for this morning is found in John chapter 10, beginning in the 11th verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand is not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep. He sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also so that they may listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So who in this world can truly protect you? And who guarantees anything in this life? Every day we watch the news and we see the economy, and many people feel helpless about their jobs and their health care, and they see kind of wealth across the United States and globally fundamentally change. And it seems like over the last 2 years, especially, the news cycle has been even more glum than it normally is. Almost every night we hear scary scenarios. We hear about the war in the Ukraine with Russia. We hear about Iran and Syria and warmongering that's happening there in the Middle East. There's a great deal of concern about China and Taiwan. There's many people that are concerned about the issues on the border with Mexico. We saw last week alone how the economy has shrunk by 1.4%, and that our country now has passed the debt threshold of over $30 trillion. Now, I'm not trying to be political or take sides at all. I'm just making observations that there are scary times for many people in this world that we live in, and it's uncertain times. But the question is, to whom and to where do you turn in times of great uncertainty of this life? If you turn to the government or to any politician or any political party, you will be disappointed. The only place of true peace, forgiveness, and comfort is found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ alone. In the gospel lesson, Jesus says that he himself is the good shepherd who is even willing to give up his own life to protect and to save his sheep. But then Jesus warns. He warns about the bad shepherd. That's not really even a shepherd at all. He's a hireling. And Jesus warns, watch out for the hired hand who does not care for the sheep and flees when the wolf comes, because the hired hand cares nothing for the sheep. But sadly, the sheep run often from their good shepherd who takes care of them. And instead of trusting in all the gifts and benefits of the true shepherd, they run to the hired hands of this world. And they abandon Christ. You see, this world puts their trust and hopes in false shepherds of politicians or other people that abandon them and let them down in the midst of life's biggest struggles. This world puts their faith in their family and friends, but often even our family and friends that betray us or they act poorly towards us. This world puts their faith in government to be their safety net, but sadly the government's safety net is not perfect. Its ability to save is crumbling around us as our country is going broke. And this world puts its faith into money to protect them and to take care of them. But we can see how inflation is destroying a lot of that safety and security as the stock market and bond prices are going down. Now, I don't now mean to sound hopeless at all. But if you place your hope in the things and the people of this world, and you're only thinking about the temporal things of life, you will be disappointed by this world. The things of this world are broken by sin. But for you Christians, you're not hopeless. You're not left without a shepherd when the wolf comes. But But if you place your hope in the things of the people of this world, that is not where you should be going. You have Christ who is your leader. You have Christ who is your Savior. You have Christ who is your shepherd. And as you live in the chaos and the brokenness of this world that sometimes feels like it's spinning out of control, you'd have no fear because you have your God who is in control. And there's times that you're going to feel like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, not just economically, but also spiritually, and with relationships with others, and maybe even with the way that you feel God is acting towards you. But in those moments that you feel like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, remember the 23rd Psalm, verse 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." King David, who started off as a shepherd boy, knew that sheep were nervous, that they were helpless, that they were defenseless, who could only find comfort when they look up and they see the rod and the staff of their protector and their provider. In the 23rd Psalm, David reminds us of who that person is. It's Christ. So when you are nervous or feeling hopeless or defenseless or like you don't have a Lord, look to your good shepherd for your salvation and forgiveness. But let me ask you, over these last few months, or maybe the last couple of years, where have you been looking for your help, your protection, and your salvation? Has it been to your government? Has it been to your money? Has it been to a political party or a political candidate? If so, that's wrong-headed. You've probably felt like if that is your shepherd, you are a sheep without a shepherd. One of my favorite Easter hymns is, "Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won." Let me read to you the last two stanzas of that wonderful hymn. It says, "Jesus lives, and I know full well, nothing from me shall ever sever, neither death nor power of hell part me now from Christ forever. God will be my sure defense, and this shall be my confidence. And Jesus lives, and now is death, but the gate of life immortal, this shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith cries as fails each sense, this shall be my confidence." I love this hymn because it reminds us that it is Jesus, your good shepherd, that is our true defense, and that Jesus is what we put our confidence into. Even though people of this world let you down, the government and politics of this world let you down, Jesus Christ in his promises of everlasting life and the forgiveness of your sins will never let you down, because Jesus is always faithful. His work has already been done for you and on your behalf. So in verse 14 of our gospel lesson, it's great what Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know who my own are." So Christians, those of you who believe in Jesus Christ, your good shepherd, you know that you can walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus knows you well. Jesus knows you personally. Jesus knows all of your personal needs and your family's needs. Jesus even knows your weaknesses. Jesus knows your sins and your struggles and the shameful things that you do or have done. In fact, Jesus knows every single aspect of you. And he has died for your sins. And he has made you his own and his child. And you belong to Jesus. The Bible says, "No greater love is there than this, that one should lay down his life for his friend." And friends, that's exactly what your good shepherd has done for you. Your Lord has laid down his life for your sins. But now for those who aren't Christians, those who live for themselves and that live for this world, they should live in fear and panic and chaos, because they are people that do not have a true shepherd. They medicate their empty, panicked souls with the pleasures of this world only. But the good news is that is not you. You're not hopeless, as non-believers are hopeless, because you have a good shepherd who loves you, he protects you, he cares about you, he forgives you, and you are forgiven because of Jesus having laid down his life for you. And lastly, and maybe even most importantly, we remember that your good shepherd didn't come into this world simply to give you peace in uncertain times. The most important thing that your good shepherd did is that he died on the cross to rescue you from death, from hell, and from the devil himself. And now you belong to Christ. Your good shepherd is Jesus, and you are his, and he is yours. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord, only shepherd, and only Savior. Amen.